scriptures, but if I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be The Power of God's Word, Part 2. We talked about Wednesday night. We was talking about the power of God's Word. And we can just see it in our own life. If you've been saved very long at all, and you have applied any of the Word, you have seen it work. I mean, you've seen God come through, and, you know, and all of that. If you hadn't, maybe you ain't really been believing. You know, I mean, it's very odd if I don't see God doing something in my life. Really, I'm not saying that super spiritual or nothing. I'm just Scotty. You know, I love the Lord, and I'm grateful and thankful, and I try my best to do what I preach up here. Meditation on the Word. You know, if I say anything, I mean, just like secular music and things, I tell you I don't listen to it. I want to be an example to you. I don't see nothing wrong. Well, you don't have to see nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of people feel sorry for the devil. He was cast out by our Maker, right? He was cast out by our Maker. He had the choice. Hallelujah. It's like I was telling you, now my mind has been bombarded all week long with songs of secular music. One time Satan, not this week, but he can't do it no more. I mean, he would cause me to think of that song, you know, heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend, heard it from another, you've been messing around, you know, because that used to would trigger something in me, you know. Not like Teresa's been messing around. You know, you see what I'm saying? So that was coming to me. And so I'm like, I'm casting that down. I'm casting that down, you know. I'm like, I'm not going, and I turn the radio on. I'm not going to be bombarded with carnal thoughts all day long. We got to cast them down. See the power of God's Word? I wouldn't have knew that I could cast those down. I wouldn't have knew that I didn't have to be afraid of tornadoes anymore. I wouldn't have knew that I didn't have to fear losing Teresa to somebody. I didn't know that without the Word that I could have a good relationship with my mother-in-law, which would have been impossible without God. Impossible. So the power of God's Word, we talked about it over there in Hebrews 4:12. It said it's quick and powerful. Well, the first thing, you know, that when things, not just when challenges comes, you know, I mean, we need to be getting our mind renewed to the Word of God, not just because something's going on in our life. You know, I mean, the minute that I heard a preacher or my pastor say that, you know, you need to get in the Word. You need to. I asked him one time. I said, "Well, how do I hear God to get a sermon?" I mean, I want to know, Johnny. I'm called to preach, man. How do you do it? You know. And he says, "Well," he said, "I really can't give you." He didn't want to tell me a formula that would mess me up. And so he says, "Well," he said, "there's really not a certain way God does." He said, "God does it different with different people." He said, "But the best thing you can do," he said, "is just read a lot. Read the Bible and pray. You know," and he said, "then when something sticks out to you, it means something to you," he said, "don't go on." He said, "right there, stop and begin to seek the Lord." And I've primarily done that the whole 27-28 years I've been in ministry, praise God. But you know, see, but he pointed me to read a lot. Read a lot. Every sermon I've ever got come out of that Bible somehow. From somebody or straight from it, but it was in line with that Bible. Whether it's about the story I told you about going up there, there's all those elderly folk, black God, and I mean fired them up over Elijah. I mean, Joshua. Caleb, that's what it was. Huh? Final answer, Caleb. See, if I hadn't knew that, they wouldn't been no power. Oh, y'all getting old, I know, you know. But God's a good God. You never know what God might do. I know we get old and we just hang in there like an old rusted fish. That's stupid. Go in there, we go in there under anointing. You go into your situations under an anointing. You go into your financial things under the anointing. Standing on the Word of God. And God has never, when I trust Him, never has He ever not brought me out and delivered me. I'm telling you the truth, man. But you know what? God's Word. Yeah, I've been in church all my life. No, you ain't got it yet. Church ain't what gets the power in our life. Church don't do it. Church is just a school. It's a place we come to worship. It's a place we come to get more intimate with God during our worship time and all of that. And then it's a place where we sit down and we hear the Word of God. We engage in it. We get involved in the things of God. And then we go out, and then is when we do the damage. People sitting at home right now, well, I watch it on TV. Yeah, but there is an anointing that when you assemble, whether it's here or any church, that you're not going to partake of if you are able to go to the house of God. There's things you will not get without you go to church, Facebook land. You've turned me off more than once, and you keep turning me back on. There is a reason that you are drawn to listen. Now do it. Don't just listen. I wish you wouldn't say that. I like hearing Him. Well, good. Just get up and go to church. You won't hear me say it because you won't be listening to me in your living room. So you won't have to put up with that anymore. And then when I do say it, you won't, because you are doing it, it won't bother you. Be like, yes, that's the truth. Amen. Why? Because you're yielding now to the power of God's Word. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. You know what? There's another scripture in the Bible that says there are some weak and sick among them because they will not acknowledge the body. Not talking about the body of Jesus. Twofold. The church, the body. You're sitting in your living room, possibly. You could possibly be sick and weak because you won't go to church. You won't hook up with God. You won't hook up with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not leading you to stay at home. And I know I'm preaching to some faithful folk right here, but I got folk out there that need to be in this church this morning. There is no reason. They have a headache, a toothache, a little body ache, or whatever the case may be. And I'm not judging and downing, but they missing the power. And I know by the Bible that some were healed as they went. I mean, I could use some relief in my sinuses for the last 15 years, but you ain't heard me whining about it. And I was thinking this morning, man, I'll be glad when Thursday gets here, they're going to, you know, try some stuff, you know. But that ain't going to stop me today. I thought about it. I thought, well, I could get somebody to preach, you know, God, you understand. Well, I'm not going to reason with the power. Just go in my name. Go in my name. Right? Well, I feel fine now. I'm out from under that pressure. Hallelujah. That anointing, that yoke-breaking anointing is in every church that is gathered in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. And there is transformation and healing, impartation taking place in every place that is under the anointing this morning, that is in line with this word, that is going and transforming the lives of the hearers, the bodies of the hearers. He said He sent His Word and healed them. You know, and I'm not going to conform to the new age. I'm not going to conform, you know, that we're in a different era. I'm not going to conform when it don't line up with this Bible right here, that it's okay to sit in your living room. It's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women. I'm not going to conform. I'm not going to conform to it. I'm like Teresa, I love people. And I will win them to Jesus. I have won them to Jesus. that felt like that they, you know, they wanted to be a woman, or, you know, and all of that. I didn't laugh at them, Johnny. I want to punch them in the nose and tell them, wake up. But you know what? The gospel's what transforms that. The word of God goes in. The Bible said he sent his word and he'll get it on your vehicles. Get it on your refrigerator. My refrigerator went in, refrigerator gone out, praise God. And you know, and I thought, oh no, we're not going to get robbed. I went, kicked that refrigerator, slapped hands on that refrigerator, and I rebuked it from going out, and I commanded that refrigerator to operate, but God, and you know what? That refrigerator kicked on, and it operated. Done it a couple of times, and I put the word on it, praise God, and you know what? We kept that refrigerator until we got ready to buy another refrigerator. I told it, you will not tell me what to do. See, we don't let our situations and circumstances. Why? Because we have the transforming power of God's word. I mean, an axe head floated in the Bible. Swim, it says. I mean, a donkey preached. Hallelujah. I mean, you had the fire of God come down and lick up the water after they had drenched it, poured it and soaked it, and consumed it with his fire. God's word contains that consuming fire. We read over there where it goes down to the dividing of asunder soul, spirit, mind. So all of that goes into the joints. That's where arthritis gets, ain't it? Into the joints. I mean, if I rebuked arthritis, a lot of my family had it. So they want to know in there when you fill out stuff, is anybody in your family got arthritis? Your brother? I mean, just filled out one today and other day, and I thought, that's none of their business. So I went on. I didn't fill out none of that. You're not going to go in there and set me down. Well, your brother's had it and your mother's had it. We ain't talk about that. They didn't get none of that information. I'm not giving them none of that. Y'all figure out what the problem is. And it ain't my ancestors. I've been redeemed from that garbage. And I didn't need the church sitting in there. She said, well, you didn't fill it all out. I said, I filled out all I'm going to. Now, but God make me get me in my appointment here. Go in there and the doctor, well, you're looking pretty good. Your family, yeah, they all good. They're dead. Ones that had anything's dead. They're doing good. Well, what I'm saying is, see, I've got the power of God's word on the inside, and I'm not going to be conformed to that. I'm not going to conform so that I have to say, well, Mama had it, and Mama had diabetes, and Mama had crippling arthritis, and Mama and Daddy had congestive heart failure, and Daddy was this, and Daddy was that, and I'm just doomed to Daddy's day. You won't have me have it. My daddy wasn't fit as I am at 56. My daddy didn't know Jesus like I do. My daddy didn't know the power of God's word like I do. But God, and been standing on for 30-something, for 20-something years and growing in it now. And you know what? The word of God is precious to me. I mean, it's precious. It came in and transformed my marriage. See, some of y'all, God would like to send somebody into your life, but you're so set in your ways, God can't change you. And he sure can't bring a man to you or a woman to you. Well, I don't want them having nothing I got. You ain't got nothing. You ain't going to put it in that casket. We can't put your house in there. You ain't taking it with you. You ain't taking nothing. The only thing you're going to take is if we want to put some jewelry in there to make you look good. Because you're going to be dead. Right? You came into this world naked. And you're going to leave close to that way. Did you know they cut the backside of the... You're just half dressed in the casket. You can flip that body over and you're naked. That little hiney be shining. They're not even getting out of here with a full suit. Went down there yesterday. I started to call Travis because you don't like to be around dead people. I'm around dead people every day, walking around out here dead. Dead. They numb to the fact of what's going on. They don't know Jesus. And I'm alive. I mean, I'm walking around. I'm alive, man. Walked in there, and that woman, she called me Friday. And, Scotty, we got the funeral home at Cleveland. Scotty, I need your help down here. They've taken the body out and caught the door with the casket. They did it with a dead man. They was loading it in the hearse and got the rope hung on the casket. I guess the dead man didn't want to leave. Tore the door up. So I go down there. Ain't nobody in there. Walk in there. Open the door. Poof. And there she is fixing the old man up. He's dead. He gone. Shaving him. You know, he laying there. I started to go, send it to Teresa. I started to call Travis. Hey, son, I need you down here to help me. He don't like going to funeral homes. But I didn't. But you know what, praise God? I mean, the Word of God has the power to go in and bring alive the things that are dead, even in our lives after we're born again. I mean, if there's fear there, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you're my protector, God. You taught me to stand against the storms that used to drive me crazy when it would get the weather we did. And James Spann said it's coming, and God, he's God. You know, if James Spann says it, God is going to get my house. Coming right across. I said, Lord, but your word taught me to stand against it. And I told the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, if a hurricane's coming my way, Lord, and you want me to do something, you will tell me. You will warn me. My confidence is in you. It don't fear me anymore. I'm not going on there looking, oh, God, this is hurricane season. Did you know this is hurricane season? Time for hurricanes. So we get it in the fall, and then we get the storms in the spring and the tornadoes. They used to call our road that you live on, Tornado, and you live on, Tornado Alley. I moved. They named that cat Tornado Alley, and them suckers came through that valley every year. See, what I'm saying, all I'm saying, and some people say, well, you know, we can't be stupid. It's stupid not to trust God. As Christians, I'm not talking to the world. If you say you're born again, then you are demanded and commanded in that Bible to have faith in God. It's not a, if you want to. It's for your own benefit. It's so the angels can protect us. It's so that they can encamp around about us. It's so that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10, but none of it will come nigh us. Only with our eyes will we see. We see the reward of the wicked. Did you know that a lot of people are receiving judgment? God's judgment. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he reap. You will reap, but if we're on the faith side and we're on the power of God's side and we're standing on the word, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, sow that word, sow faith, sow love, that man will reap that. Hallelujah. But it said that it's living. And you know what? We was talking about Romans 12, where it said, be not conformed to this world. But I was thinking about these two right here this morning. She's up here singing on the praise team. They, you know, and he's, how old are you? 20. 20 years. You couldn't get me near a church, young man. Shoot, 20? And I was thinking about them. I thought, that's awesome that this young couple's got born again. And now they're going through, their honeymoon's over. Life is set in. I mean, you know, things are happening. And choices has to be made. And, you know, the honeymoon's over. I mean, they still love each other. But them trials are different than the love. You know, refrigerators, cars. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened. You know. But see, God, and I thought they're on a journey that I wasn't on, Lord, until I was 27. They got the heads up on me, Lord. They've got a good anointed church that believes in the power of God's word that'll see you through everything if you trust God, if you use the word. It'll see you and carry you through the deep, muddy water, so to speak, times. When it looks like and feels like nothing's working out and God ain't nowhere around, and you will feel that at times. That's the five senses. That's why the Bible says the just, we live and walk by faith. I mean, they're having car trouble, you know. I'm thinking, man, what you seen in a couple Sundays? That's not a good sign. People go to missing church at West Faithful, something wrong with them, or they got some issue or something, you know. That's a red flag goes off to me. And so they're having trouble, bought cars and this and that. And just a whole ordeal there. Well, I walked up to them, what's wrong with your car? I wasn't trying to be nosy. I'm like, well, I'll fix that thing if that's what's happening to you. I can deliver you. So they got it, the people's fixing it or looking at it or whatever. You know, I'm saying that I didn't used to be that way. Hey, suck it up, buttercup. You know, just do like the rest of us, just hitchhike. I just wonder I didn't steal cars back in, because I wasn't going to buy one. I used daddy's. But the power of God's word, Romans 12:2, but I was thinking about them. And y'all are doing good. Hang in there. It only gets better. Serving Jesus gets better and better and better. If you read your Bible and you fast and you pray and you turn off if I listen to any news, it's about that much. Because I look back over the last 2 years and it has numbed and got God's people into frenzies, and God has took care of them through the whole mess. So why would I want to give that any power in my life when this Bible says that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world? Well, we got to keep up with what's going on. I can tell you what's going on right here in this Bible. The signs of the times are here. Perilous times. We're in troublesome times. Hallelujah. We're in times when people are hard to deal with. I'm having to get more and firmer and firmer with people I'm dealing with in business. Laying it down on the line. You know, wanting me to go beyond my convictions and my standards and different things, you know, and I just tell them, no. Not working on something, no. One guy told somebody he's too high, I can get it done for $75, and he won't leave me alone. I told him $300. I started telling him, just call somebody else. You want me to do it on Saturday, on your off time? That's when we're off. Man, come on, can't you get it? I have to work through the week. Yeah, we do too. See how people don't care about people? I'm like, no, man, we work. I rode go-karts yesterday. I got a family, man. I got grandkids. I put carburetors on. I went and did a lot yesterday. I picked up gates and wood and fed cows and come back and poured concrete. And I mean, I did a lot. Rode go-karts, and then Teresa rode go-karts with the grandkids. I'm not working on Saturday. But you know, Romans 12:2, it says transform. It says it means to be changed, to be renovated. You know, if you renovate a house, you go in there, man, and I mean, you just take everything out. If you really do it right and you really renovate that house, you just take all the old sheetrock or whatever it is down, take it all down. But put in all new, whatever you need to, and go back. And when you go in that house, you don't recognize that house when you get done. You take pictures and you're like, ooh, man, made this thing look good. What'd you do? You renovated it. See, that's what the Bible means in transformed. It's transformed, it's renovated me up to where I'm at today. It's changed me. Give me that Mark 4. You had it for Teresa. Yeah, she put it up there. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word which was sown in their hearts. And I've had this to happen. Now, one of the commentaries, you know, says that that's talking about lost people. You know, the gospel's preached, and then Satan comes immediately and steals that word, and they don't get born again. That's possible, I imagine. But even after I'm born again, I mean, just like Teresa said, my pastor said one time, he said, when you hear a sermon, when the word's preached, he said, you go out, he said, and you've based it on this, he said, a test is going to come to you. You're going to be tested on the words you heard. He said, you'll always be tested on the words you heard. And so when I decided, you know, that I was never going to get a divorce, that's the first thing I want to do is get one. I mean, it's just like everything got worse and worse and worse to the point to where I felt like I would rather be alone. This, you know, after there come that test. And I would have those thoughts, I believe, from any, just divorce her, she ain't on there. God can't even change her. God just can't change. See, it could be your situation. You come to church, you know, and bless God, things ain't, you start believing God for something, and then immediately you see something in the natural that is contrary to what you just heard, and now you got an option. You got an option. That's being tested. You can, Satan, he'll have them thoughts, well, it ain't going to change. It ain't going to help nothing. But God, it just ain't going to help nothing. I've been through those situations where I'm like, God, where are you at? I mean, where are you? I mean, I'm about to lose my heart. God, I mean, I've got a lawyer on me. I've got a lawyer after me. God, where are you? And God not say nothing. Why? His word already said it. What does it say about it? I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be you all the way to the end. He don't have to tell me nothing else. Really, and if I stay in faith and don't walk away from him, you can walk away from God. You can't convince me. You can't. I did it. I walked away from him. I lost confidence in him. I knew the things that he had did with my mind, but I didn't have no confidence. I felt like I'm not going to make heaven. You know, I mean, and I'd heard the saying, you know, the old saying, once saved, always saved, you know. And that is true. You can't get saved but one time. One time is the only time you can ever get saved. One time. And the next time, when you have walked away from God, you fall on your face or your knees before God and you say, God, I am sorry. I married you one time. I give my heart to you one time, God. And I've lived my life without you, God. And I ask you to forgive me. You don't have to feel it. That's what the Bible says. He says he is a just God to forgive us and cleanse us from all if we ask. Well, I don't ever feel God. I don't either. As far as feeling him, I hear him. I sense him. I know he's there. As far as but flesh, they're talking about this flesh garbage. This flesh garbage. This flesh will not receive the things of God. It is that, it's the heart that God speaks to and deals with. So if you've ever been born again, you can't be born again. But just because you get born again, don't mean we can't walk away from God and keep ourselves separated from him. And then we might not make it in heaven. I don't know. There's a lot of people says you will, a lot of people. I don't want to take no chance. Right? Just stay right. I didn't say stay perfect, but stay right, hallelujah. Why? Because the Bible says that the goodness of God leads us to him. He's been good to me and you. He's been good to you out there in Facebook land. If you don't ever acknowledge him, he was good to you. If you never let him into your life, he's good to you, and he will flash it before you when you stand at the judgment seat one day, and you will be judged for the deeds that we did here. We will. The Bible says it. Then there's going to be those that don't have to stand in that judgment, in that judgment, he's going to say, come on in, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Transform means to be changed. Well, you know what? Just like my own life, and this is for everyone that gets born again. You don't go where you want to go anymore. You don't do what you want to do anymore. You don't say what you want to say anymore. I told Teresa yesterday, I said, now see, I mean, I went through, you know, when COVID and all of that, had to do some adjusting like all the rest of y'all did, and people out here uptight and irritated, and, you know, road rage junk and all that. We went through seasons of that, and, you know, and we worked on it, the ones of us that worked on it. People didn't change, we changed. And now, you know, Teresa, somebody was calling. I said, I'm not going to answer that right now. I said, because I know that if I answer that it's going to start something. Because I'm fixing to, because I started saying, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Then I was like, I told her, I said, if I answer this phone, I said, I'm going to take this job and shut it. I ain't working here no more. See, it's good not to know them songs. That world put them in me, trying to get me to use them now. Why? Because things are getting on my nerves now. Well, you know what it means? It means Scotty's got to go deeper because I can't say that garbage like I used to. I can't yield that way. I can't think that way anymore. I can't be saying that anymore. That's over. Why? I don't have a right to do it. I don't have a right. Faith won't let me do it. If you can do it and be okay without conviction, then you ain't been in the faith in it to start with. See, we have to maneuver. Now, that's what the Word has transformed me to, you know. And if I'm not picking up on it, you have somebody like Teresa get up here in Sunday school and tell us about it. Right? I won't listen to her at home much, but I will here. I hired her. Or not hired her. But I give her a position. Ain't that funny how you put somebody in a position that's going to part your hair and crease your britches every Sunday? Just have to love it. Love every minute of it. Well, I'm not going to let Satan steal the Word from me. I'm not going to do it. He said, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the Word immediately receive it with gladness. Go ahead. And have no root in themselves. Have no root. I can know the Word of God. I can know it says don't gossip, and every time I get around somebody, gossip. I can know it says don't covet, but I can get around and covet. I wish I had that Cadillac they got. That stuff ain't well with the Lord, really. It's not. You want your Cadillac, bleed for your own. Leave your brothers alone. Hallelujah. You know? The stony ground. That means you got some. I mean, I'm a gardener, and I don't just pile rocks out in my garden. I can't plow it to get the grass and stuff out. So I get all the rocks out of the garden so that it's easy to get in there and take care of the garden, you know. And so if there's any stony places in my life, I need to get the rocks out. I need to get them out. So why? So that the Word can go deeper. The Word can grow, like Teresa was talking about that tree, hallelujah. I need to grow, and I thank God I'm where I'm at in faith today now. But God, I'm telling you, it does move mountains. You can speak to that mountain. I mean, I've had to do it by faith before, just not feeling anything and wondering up here if it's going to work or not and all of that stuff that this carnal body and mind does, but God, but make up in my heart, if it says it in that Bible, praise God, then I'm going to take it. I'm going to do what it says. I'm going to speak it. The Bible says, and God who calls those things that be not as though they were, that's what we're supposed to do. So I call my body healed. I call my sinuses healed. Well, they really ain't. That's your opinion. That Bible says that it is. Right? Well, who am I going to believe? You or that Bible? I better believe the Bible. If I tell you, nah, you ain't healed, you're saying you're healed. I know you got a problem. And if I come to you and I say, well, you know, you got to live in reality, you tell me, am I going to believe you or am I going to believe that Bible? You tell me that. I don't care who it is. Why? Because you are steady. You're not going to let that word come out and not bear fruit. He says, and these are some such as hear the word and cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things enter in. It chokes the word. I told the Lord many times, I mean just vehicles, because once I got to work, I could go and buy anything I wanted and drive anything I wanted. I went and bought me one, a nice one, and I gave good big money for it, and I stopped on the lot and I shut the truck off, and I told God, I said, God, help me now, Lord. You're prospering me. You're going to prosper me. I can see it already. You're prospering me, God. Help me that this truck don't move me. Help me that this truck don't make me feel anything different than what I was before I got the truck. That's what the blessing does. If you're not careful, it'll take you away from God. Because you feel you don't need God anymore. You can go work and you can, you know, and all kinds of stuff, you know. He says you'll have no other God before you. That's the word being choked out. Guy called me one time and he said, well, you know, the ox, brother, the ox gets in a hole. I said, I don't have an ox. I said, that's something in the Bible. I said, there's times when you cannot help it. I said, but I can tell you right now, I said, as long as I serve Jesus, I can help it. I can go to church. I ain't working on Sunday. Had one lady, well, my car's in the garage. And I said, well, call somebody up and go to church. Oh, well, I don't go to church. Well, I do, and I'm not coming. Us church people can't help you on Sunday. We're in church, man. We don't care if your house is burning down. Call the fire department. We're going to church. Oh, I can't go to church. My neighbor's house burnt down. I had to wait and watch it burn down. Make sure everything, Betty didn't get out of the middle of the road over there and get burned. That's stupid, ain't it? That's the way people act these days. Couldn't go to church because neighbor this or neighbor that. I mean, we got to be persistent with the Lord. Well, I can't go on Wednesday. I don't like to drive. Well, believe God to see you better. I don't want to come on Wednesday either. Who does? You're special, though. God's letting you by with it, you little angel. No, he ain't. He's going to say you should have went that Wednesday. The power was in there. You would have got you some more spiritual food. You know, you would have got a midweek crank up. You would have got you some caffeine. Midweek, hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, I feel good. I'd rather leave church on Wednesday. I really do. I'm a preacher. I'm like, I'm going. Yeah. I mean, this morning I was under pressure, you know, my head and everything. And I said, no, thank you, Lord, for church this morning. Oh, glory to God. And you know what? Instantly this flesh, I started feeling better in the flesh. I get it laid out. Call Pastor Brad up. Buddy, you're going to have to help me, buddy. I ain't going to church this morning. What's wrong with you? I'm laying out like everybody else because I got pressure. He might not have come preach, Johnny. He'd be like, hey, boy, you know better than that. A little pressure? Are you serious right now? It's like people's telling me, well, when I get things straightened out, I'm going to preach for Jesus. And you won't never preach. First thing going to do, Satan's going to come. I can't preach because I'm having my marital trouble. What? Are you serious? Paul could have said, I can't preach because I'm in jail. Every one time I say something about Jesus, they whip me. They locked me up. You know what they did? They put them in prison, Paul and Silas. And you know what happened? They began to sing praises unto God, and they got released from prison supernaturally. delivered. And you know what? The sermon I preached, I got a sermon called Praise Him in the Storm. I got it out of that. If you praise Him in the storm, you're doing the Word. You'll bring a breakthrough to whatever they're holding you captive. If it don't open the doors of the jail or whatever it is, it'll set you free. It'll set you free. As they which were sown among thorns just hear the Word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things enter in, choke the Word. Why? And it become unfruitful. It's got a purpose. What does fruitful mean? It means if I give, it'll be given unto me. But if I let thoughts come, well, I got bills due and all of that stuff, and I don't give, what happened? That came and choked the Word. It came and choked the Word out, and now it won't bear no fruit. Now it won't bring me no harvest. Now it won't. Or, you know, I'm sick and tired of Teresa. I've been 38 years. 38. And I'm telling you, you got to be a real man to live with her. Real man. I'm a real man. She's made one out of me. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to have her telling me what to do no more. I'm done. We got into it a little bit. I got a hoe, and she didn't want me using the hoe, that little hoe and all of that. And I get the hoe out, and she goes and puts the hoe back in my pliers. And I'm like, did she just do that? Did she just put my hoe back up? I thought, well, I'm going to help her. I'm going to get this rebellion. I used to call it Myrick stuff. But I had to quit blaming it on that because she's been redeemed. You know? And so I thought, well, bless God, just leave. Just go to the shop, you know. Why? I could have thought, I'm sick of this. I mean, every time, you know, and did I go to do something? She don't mean no ill will. She's happy. She's a good person. I'm not knocking her at all. But that's not good. I mean, that's just not good. You know, don't do that to me. I'm trying to help you. You know? Well, anyways, I could let that thing come, and I could have thoughts. Who does she think she is? Does she think I'm stupid? I mean, I'm older than she is. I'm smarter than she is. I'm older than she is. I got a few years up on her, you know? And besides that, I've got an anointing that makes me in place way smarter than her. And then she wants to put my hoe back in her. And then I could say, black God, I done made it too far now. I'm tired of this. And then it could choke the Word out. And before you know it, if I yield to that and yield to that and yield to that, me and her would be divorced. We would. I believe it. Because it would come and choke the Word that things would not be fruitful in my life. Give me the last part, Beth. But here we are. And these are they which sown on good ground. Here we are. That's this church. That's us. That's me. Well, I'm good ground. You're good ground. Your heart is, you're ready. You're after the Lord. You're willing to yield. You're led by the Holy Spirit. Led by the Word of God. That's these people. Are sown on good, such as hear the Word and receive it, and they walk it out. They bring forth some fruit, 30, 60, and 100. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. That Word gets into us, and then we don't put up with arthritis. I'm not going to put up with it. Not my body. I'm not. I don't care if everybody got it. Y'all all had it. But I ain't getting it. I ain't going to have it. I just quote it over me. I do it every other day. I say this right here. No plague, Lord Jesus, will come nigh my dwelling. Only with my eyes will I see the reward. I say it because that Word says it, and I'm gonna keep that activated in me and on me and around me. I'm taking the shield of faith, which comes from the Word of God, that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. He tells me I'm not going to prosper. He's been telling me that for 20-something years. I'm like, idiot, look. Come on, man, open your eyes. Check it out, dude. I'm riding a Harley. I prospered a little here. I'm riding a Harley. You know, I ain't drove an airplane yet. He told me go into all the world, which I may not ever get an airplane because he started the internet. I don't know. But if he wants me to have an airplane, man, we'll be riding to Everettville every now and then. Yeah, is it all clear? He'll say, yeah, go to 15,000 knots. We're 15,000 foot there. Woo! We'll come over Bluntsville. See y'all later! Throw a balloon out. Hallelujah. I just believe I can have an airplane if that's what God says. I don't care what people says. The word of God trumps everything. Get it rooted and grounded. Don't let Satan steal it. Don't let the cares of this world get it. Don't let it choke it out. Bless God, put it in. You're good ground. And I mean, on purpose, walk it out, praise God. And I know God will do his part. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.